KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John. Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Of course, we have got a very busy lineup of coaches. We're going to talk Shane Vaughn, Randy Beeson, Justin Yetmar, Katie Cook, Sean Minahan, Eric Noggle, Joe Daniels, and Deb Dan are all coming up for you here in the next hour plus. We're going to start, though, with the scoreboard, as we always do from last night. Kemper Boys wrestling team went over to the Humboldt Tournament. And, again, you can find complete recaps of all of last night's sporting events, plus all of the results. So scores, stats, everything for you on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. It's available at sports.1380kcim.com. Kemper finished 8th over at that wrestling tournament, 57.5 points. Back at Ornamont would finish up in 5th, Joe Klein 4th, John Jansen would finish up in 8th, Caleb Stoker was 4th, Mason Vanami 6th, Peyton Starr in 7th, and Ty Barrett would finish up in 8th, with Will Atherton finishing up in 4th place yesterday for the Knights. We move on now to the hardwood. It was a busy, busy night in high school basketball. On the boys' side of things, it was Kemper rolling by Dennis and Schleswig by a final of 91-226. Big night for Brock Bating, 24.6 rebounds, 6 steals, and 3 blocks. Carroll edges Carlisle, 54-53. Jared Moore hits a free throw with 1.3 seconds left. He had 9 points and 6 assists. Trey Tassel had a huge late 3. He finished with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Coon Rapids Baird down Peyton Sherdan. Kel Hayden became the all-time scoring leader in Coon Rapids Baird boys basketball history, passing the great Ben Obert last night. He needed 10 points, finishes up with 20 as the Crusaders knock off Peyton Sherdan 77-25. Kel Hayden had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. For Peyton Sherdan last night, it was Damian Rice with 5 points and 6 rebounds. Esat County edges of South Central Calhoun. The final there, 39-38. Jordan Olmer hit a jumper with about 4 seconds left to pick up the win for the Raiders. He had 10 points to go with 3 rebounds for South Central Calhoun. Evan Myers had 14 points. IK Manning cruises by Riverside, 64-46. Ashton Arnholtz, 11 points and 12 rebounds. Arweva knocked off Glidden Ralston, 57-44. Wyatt Regaler with 21 in the win. Grayson Renzi had 18 points to go with 7 rebounds in the loss. It was Trainer over Audubon, 67-44. Jurgen Nowatzki would finish up with 17 points. We move now to girls basketball here real quick. It was Carroll falling to Carlisle, 57-21. Allie Cook had 13 points, 11 rebounds. Kemper doubled up Dennis and Schleswig, 48-24 for the Knights last night. It was Elsa Tiefenthaler with 13 points to go with 3 rebounds. Glenn Ralston down to Arweva, 51-18. It was Cassidy Wink with 15 points for the Wildcats in that victory last night for Arweva. Gabby Hundling, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 steals. Coon Rapids Bear downs Peyton Sherdan, 60-25. Anna Hart, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals in the win. For Peyton Sherdan, it was Olivia Smith leading the way with 11 points. Esat County knocks off South Central Calhoun. The final there was 59-37 for Esat County. Reese Ashinger had 13 points, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. For South Central Calhoun, Macy Dorman had 9 points to go with 8 rebounds. It was Ike Manning falling to Riverside, 60-29. Anna Stengel had 11 points to go with 2 steals. And Xyro Krenkibble knocks off Booyer Valley, 63-26. Taryn Peterson would lead the Spartans last night with 34 points. We'll step away. We'll talk with head coach Shane Vaughn from the Kemper wrestling team coming up next here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Shane Vaughn, the head wrestling coach for both the girls and boys at the Kemper Knights, joining us here on this Saturday morning here. Of course, we're on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, appreciate you joining us. How you doing today?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I am doing all right. You sound like a guy that's got more energy than I thought you might, coaching both the girls and boys program this year. Coach, tournaments Thursday with the girls, Friday with the boys. The girls headed down to Audubon later on this morning. So, of course, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
You bet. Coach, let's start with last night, then we'll talk the girls here in a moment. But the boys, they headed up to that, I think, the Joe Fitch up there in Humboldt. That's always a pretty tough tournament. I know I chatted with you the other day, and you said the numbers would be down just a little bit for you guys that day. You had, it looks like, three guys finishing fourth, one in fifth, one in sixth, and one in seventh, and two guys in eighth. So how did you feel like the guys wrestled?
Yeah, you know, you could definitely tell it was an early season tournament. It was our first time getting to compete. And I think that was evident just in a few situations. You know, and part of that's going to be on us as a coaching staff, just some areas we got to do a better job of preparing the guys for. But it's good to get that first competition in, you know, kind of win or lose, good or bad, just so that way you have something concrete to look at and kind of, you know, reassess your practice plans a little bit and figure out what you got to hone in more on moving forward.
What were some of the good things that you saw first?
We have two freshmen. We had several freshmen there, but two freshmen that are still pretty relatively new to the sport that showed up and had good effort. And while they didn't have the win-loss record they wanted, they had a lot of positive things happening in their match that, you know, makes us feel pretty good about where they're going to be, you know, come late January, February time. So when you have stuff like that happen early, it's encouraging to see. And, you know, guys like Peyton Starr and Caleb Soaker, you know, like I said, not the most experienced in the world, but they had good effort. They had good, you know, some good technical things. So it's going to be exciting to build off that and work forward with those guys.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that you got some young guys coming into the program for the future. Coach, how did some of the veteran guys wrestle for you that were able to go?
Yeah, you know, a lot of our veteran guys are still coming off the football season.
Yep.
So we gave them a little time off in between. So we didn't have several guys that, you know, hopefully we're going to be seeing a lot from down the line in our lineup tonight. But, you know, we had Joe Klein came out and had a pretty good day, got two good wins for us, ended up in fourth place, I believe. And so, you know, when you get a senior that can come out and do that and kind of start his season off with a bang like that, that's always good to see.
What did he do well for you?
He was attacking a lot.
Okay.
Joe, and he knows this at times in the past, he's kind of struggled to open up, but he knows when he's attacking, when he's aggressive, he's a better wrestler. And so starting his season off with that is really exciting.
Now the things that you saw that you say, hey, that now we got to spend a little more time on these, what were some of the areas you got to get better at?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, you know, I can point out a million little technical things, but what it kind of boils down to in the end is we've got to wrestle through positions more. You know, we have moments where we start to do something really well, and it's like we kind of give up on the position and just turn down and concede the points. And, you know, that's not who we are. That's not who we want to be. And so we just got to work on continuing to wrestle through all the transitions and, you know, put six full minutes together instead of a clump of, you know, a few seconds here, a few seconds there, but they're spaced out by giving up points in the middle.
The boys headed, is it to CAM on Tuesday next week? Is that when it is?
Yep.
What are you looking at there?
You know, we'll have a few more guys getting back on the mat that we haven't had yet compete this year, so that'll be good to have them back. Good to get those first duels out of the way and kind of see, you know, our first look of, okay, who are we as a dual team? How's our lineup look, and what do we got to do moving forward? But we're excited to get the group of guys together and go compete.
Coach, let's flip over here to the girls now. Outstanding meet for them on Thursday night. They win the trainer tournament. They didn't dominate it because Missouri Valley's right behind them, but had a lot of girls really wrestle well for you.
Yeah, you know, the girls kind of got on a roll early on and just kind of built from there. You know, it was one of those nights where the energy just kind of felt contagious and the girls were feeding off each other, and it's really fun. It's a fun environment. It's fun to be a part of a team when that kind of thing is happening. You know, anytime you put four in the finals, I think we brought 10 and got four in the finals, so that was pretty cool for them and, you know, good experience and a good way to get their second competition going.
Who really stood out for you? I know you had some girls win some championships, but were those the girls that wrestled the best, or did some girls that maybe ran into some really stiff competition kind of do really well for you that maybe didn't finish in first place?
Yeah, you know, honestly, all of them looked really good. Even just from our tournament at Ridgeview to open the season till now, I feel like there was a lot of growth. You know, Savvy Smith and Aurora Baiting both took home the title, and they obviously, you know, had wrestled extremely well to do that. Both got a couple of good wins under their belt. You know, Riley Sommerfeld didn't have the tournament she wanted at Ridgeview and came out and kind of made up for it and wrestled like, you know, the way we know she can wrestle. So that was good to see from her. You know, Riley Massey continues to be a strong freshman out there. Madigan Hoyt gets better every time out. You know, and Claire Allman and Abby Carver didn't have the results they wanted, but in the match itself, they had things that were, you know, progressing forward and improving. And I know that they feel that confidence starting to build. So that was pretty good too. And then Lucy Potoff, you know, another freshman that we got in the finals, and just for her to go out and get that confidence and get a couple nice wins in was huge.
Coach, for you, you've been a boys coach now over to the girls. Some of these girls probably have some good experience, but similar to the boys, you got some girls probably wrestling that haven't had a lot of experience. How fun is it to kind of start breaking down and getting to really teach some of the fundamentals?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I kind of give our boys a little grief sometimes because I think the girls listen better than they do. And so that's kind of something just, you know, it's interesting. We got a lot of guys that are willing to go and grind and fight, and you know, but they're a little more hard-headed about technique sometimes. Whereas the girls, you can tell they're listening and processing, and they ask a lot of questions. And you know, both teams are working to get better. Both teams are working hard. They just kind of show it in different ways at times, and it's kind of fascinating to be, you know, trying to juggle both mindsets at the same time.
Coach, well, I tell you what, I know the girls have a meet today down in Audubon. All five of our area schools headed down there. This is usually a pretty big early season meet. So what are you hoping to see from the girls here today?
Just continuing to build. You know, like I said, we had a pretty good showing at Trainer. But at the end of the day, that's just an early season tournament. So the girls got to continue to build off that and kind of roll that in the next one. If we keep putting tournaments like that together as we move through the year, it's going to get us closer to our, you know, end goal, which is that district regional tournament and state tournament, having good finishes there.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time here. I know life's busy for you, so get yourself some rest, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
Yeah, will do. Thanks for talking.
You bet. Head Coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper girls and boys wrestling teams. We're back with more coming up next here on our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
Don't miss Iowa Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Des Moines, December 9th and 10th. Hear keynote speaker Lisa Fluter, connect with fellow members, celebrate achievements, and recognize our leaders. Register now at farmbureau.com. Carroll County Farm Bureau. Together, we build a stronger rural Iowa.
Back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, talking some Carroll boys basketball right now as the Tigers pick up a 54-53 victory at home against Carlisle. Joining us is head coach Randy Beeson. Coach, congratulations. Have you caught your breath from that one yet last night?
Man, it was crazy. but we'll take it and find a way to win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And find a way, you guys did. Usually we start kind of at the beginning of the game and kind of talk about how the game played out, but we'll start at the end. Kind of a crazy finish after you guys had dominated the third quarter. Carlisle made a run, and you guys had to get some big buckets and a free throw late to win this one.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't pretty early on, but we had a better third quarter and played pretty good defense, held them to 6 points in the third quarter. And fourth quarter, we got ourselves a 7-point lead for about 3 or 4 minutes straight. And then it got exciting. I think we're up 5 with 2 minutes to go, called timeout and said, hey, we've been here before. Like, we've talked about two-minute games and strategizing and doing all these things. So let's find a way to do things the right way and get this done. And they come out and hit a three right away to make it a 2-point game. And Trey responded, hit a big three to put us back ahead. We did a good job of running some time off the clock and finding Trey in the corner, hit a big three, and then couldn't get stops and turnover on out of bounds on a 5-second call, and they made a shot to tie it up, and we had our opportunities. We drove to the basket, got fouled, missed two free throws. Luckily, got an offensive rebound. And ball got knocked out of bounds, but it was our ball, and ran another out of bounds play, and Jared got going to the basket, got fouled on a shot, had two free throws when it's tied up, missed the first one and made the second one with about second and a half to go. So, and then they got a good look at a three on the inbounds play to win the game. So, obviously a lot of excitement. We had a great crowd. Student section and fans were great. Fun way to start the year, find a way to win.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, you probably saw a lot of positive things. We'll start with those, but one of them probably not free throw shooting tonight, the way it sounds.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, last night we're definitely going to spend a few more time at practice working on those. We were 10 for 31 from the free throw line. So the good thing is we got there plenty of times. We helped them from getting to the free throw line, so we got in some foul trouble early on with a couple guys, and the nerves were going, and they were ready to go, and they were a little amped up. Picked up some early ones, and but again, we got to the foul line 31 times. So, good job of our guys of attacking the basket strong and not just settling for outside shots. But yeah, we got to step to the line with confidence and knock those things down. So again, you talk about find a way to win when it's not pretty, especially the first game. You know, a lot of learning, a lot of things going on. So find a way to win when you go 10 for 31 from the free throw line. And yep. I didn't think we were very efficient in transition. We missed out on a lot of transition opportunities that we didn't complete plays and finish around the basket. So, you know, with all that being said, again, you'll take a win anytime you can get it, especially when it's the first one of the year.
You know, I talked with you for our preseason interview. You talked about how rebounding was going to be a key. You had a couple of guys near double digits. Did you feel like you guys rebounded pretty well?
Yeah, not too bad. Louie and Jared got in some foul trouble early in the game. So when they're not out there on the floor, some other guys really have to step up and get some rebounds. And Trey did a really nice job, ended up with a bunch of rebounds, 8, 9 rebounds. So he helped out on the glass. Louis, when he's in there, he does a nice job of cleaning up on the glass, and he probably had 8 or 9 blocks to go along with 9, 10 rebounds. So we did a pretty good job. They didn't have too many second chance opportunities, but they weren't super big, so we should have gotten the rebounds that we did. So you know, our guys did a good job. And Trey Tassel, you know, played lights out.
Yes.
Had 19 points for us and made some big shots. Made some free throws. He was the one that shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line, made some down the stretch. So he had a really nice game. And Jared Morden scored a lot of points for us, ended up with 6 assists and 5 or 6 steals, and had a pretty complete game as well. So, again, we have, you know, 3 guys that have played quite a few varsity minutes that are coming back, but we have a lot of guys that got minutes tonight that haven't played meaningful minutes in a varsity game. So, you know, I like the guys that we have. We played 9 different guys, and some guys got a little more minutes than others, but everyone that went in there did some nice things. So I know we'll keep getting better, and once we get that first game under our belt, which was great last night, we found a way to win, and now we can get that one done and settle in a little bit and be more confident going to the line, be more confident from 3-point line. I think we can make more than 4 threes in a given game. So we got some really good shooters. So we're only going to get better.
A 16-6 third quarter for you guys. What did you do well coming out of the locker room?
I'd like to say it was the halftime steal since I got him out there with about 15 seconds to go. Bad coaching on that. But defensively, we were a lot better. We forced some tougher shots. We made some of the other guys take some of those shots. It wasn't the main guys getting as many opportunities. Made a miss a little bit, and then, you know, we finished a little bit better in transition. Again, we only scored 15, 16 points, but we shared the basketball a little bit better, made the extra pass. Early on, it was a lot of just one-on-one trying to create for themselves, and we did a better job of moving the basketball and making the extra one in the third quarter. Again, if you can get a few more stops, you get a few more opportunities in transition, and when we share the basketball, we got some guys that can knocked down some shots. So we did a much better job of moving it there in the third quarter.
You guys heading out to ADM on Tuesday. I know it's early, but you know your conference well. What do they look like?
They're really good. I mean, they got a lot of guys back from last year. The Lawrenson kid is back. He scored 25, 28 points the first game, so he's super smooth. The Bright kid is a big long point guard, who's really smooth as well. And then, you know, they got some other role players that, that are pretty good as well. So, they'll be really good going on their floor and on the road, will be a good test for us. And early on in the year, again, we're just trying to get a little bit better and keep on improving. And it's fun to play in those big games. So, obviously, you know, you'd hope that you'd play well, early on, but I think we learned a lot from our game last night that will help us continue to improve, and should be a fun one on the road.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here today. Thanks for the results last night so we knew what was going on. But appreciate everything. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Jeff. Thanks for all the coverage.
You bet. Head coach again, Randy Beeson with the Carroll boys basketball team. We'll step away back next here on KCIM.
Don't miss Iowa Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Des Moines, December 9th and 10th. Hear keynote speaker Lisa Pluter, connect with fellow members, celebrate achievements, and recognize our leaders. Register now at farmbureau.com. Carroll County Farm Bureau. Together, we build a stronger rural Iowa.
Justin Yetmar, the head girls basketball coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on this Saturday morning as the Knights come off a nice win over Denison Slashwig last night, bouncing back from an earlier loss this week as they fell in a tight one at Carroll earlier this week. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing here today?
I'm good, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet, Coach. You guys, good start for you last night. You jumped up right away there on Denison Slashwig, kind of took control of that game early and got it where you felt pretty, it seems like where you felt maybe pretty comfortable, and then just kind of ended up picking up a nice win.
We did. We first 2 minutes were a little slow, and then we found our groove, and, you know, we scored 22 points in the first quarter, which is a really good number for us. We were sharing the basketball. We were playing fast. You know, our pressure caused a lot of turnovers early. So it was a great start for us. And, you know, the girls were on a mission last night, and, you know, they executed on that, and it was fun. Everybody got to play and got good minutes. And, you know, we're a program that's continuing to try and develop girls, and, you know, 1 through 13, they all kind of work hard in practice. And, you know, last night was a good opportunity to kind of showcase all 13.
What jump-started the offense a little bit? You said things kind of started a little bit slow. Was there something that kind of got you going a little bit for 22 in the first quarter? Is a really good quarter.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, once you make a basket, you can get into your pressure. And, you know, we Addie Antover hit a three. You know, it was pretty early. She hit a three, and, you know, she's at the top of her pressure, and she's kind of, you know, she's very long and athletic. So she kind of started creating some turnovers for us. And from there, it was, you know, the girls did a good job of, we want to play really fast, and after those turnovers, we converted them into points, and, you know, it just got us off to a good start.
Coach, you bring up Addie hitting that three. I remember you telling me in the preseason interview that we did a few weeks ago that you anticipated her having a really good year. It's played out that way through the first three games, at least.
Yeah, and to be honest, Jeff, the best part is, you know, she hasn't even hit her stride yet, I would say. She's, you know, we're still all trying to kind of figure things out. It's early. So, you know, like I say, the best part is she's just, we're figuring it out. And, you know, there's so much growth opportunity there with Addie, and she plays really, really hard. And, you know, she can shoot it. She's close to 6 foot. So she, you know, definitely is a problem from a size matchup. And yeah, she's, you know, by, I would say, next couple weeks, we're gonna really see her kind of blossom and fully be hopefully where we expect her to be.
Coach, defensively, didn't look like you guys gave up double digits in any quarter, so I have a feeling the defense played really well last night.
Yeah, we're I'm really happy with where we're at like I say, we press for the first quarter there and, you know, create a lot of turnovers and did a lot of really good stuff. But in the half court defense, you know, we've given up 40, 30, 26 or 24 points, and I think 33 against a really good Coon Rapids team. So, you know, as it from a half court defensive standpoint, you know, we like where we're at. You know, we're trying to mix in some different looks and, you know, obviously keep all the teams on their toes, if you will. But yeah, really, really happy defensively where we're at.
Coach, let's bounce back to earlier this week. You guys end up the crosstown rivalry game with Carroll, played well in it. You mentioned you held them to 41, but the offense went a little cool for you guys in the second half as they were able to kind of contain that dribble penetration that had worked for you very well in the first half. So as you look back and reflect back on that game now a few days past it, what do you think about that game now after we had chatted with you after the game that night?
Yeah, they're really good defensively. We knew that, and you know, obviously, Katie's an excellent coach. She made some great adjustments, and you know, for us, you know, we went 3 of 15 from three.
Yep.
You know, we were 8 of 18 from the free throw line. So it's you know, my favorite football coach, Matt Campbell, says, you know, you win in the margins. And we didn't win in the margins that night, and we learned from it. That's the nice part about having an experienced team is we knew we left some stuff out there. We got dribble penetration early, and then they kind of closed that off, and you know, we had to kind of adjust. And we had good looks, especially late in the fourth quarter. We felt like, you know, for 3.5 quarters, you know, I think we were in the lead for most of that.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of basketball. I said it the other night. It's, you know, you got to put the ball through the hoop. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we didn't do that, especially late. But, you know, for us, it was a growing opportunity. We learned from it. You know, there's shots that we took that I would take every day of the week, and I'm confident in my girls that we would make those. So, you know, credit to them. They made shots late. They, you know, kind of ISO'd us on some pick and roll action that we had going, and it's just kind of one of those nights where, you know, the ball just didn't go through the hoop in a timely fashion.
Yeah, you hold the team to 41 on a great defensive effort from your own kids, and most of the time, as you said the other night, you expect to win those games. Coach, you got a kind of another rivalry game coming up. Kemper Harlan's always been kind of special and fun. You get to host those girls coming up on Tuesday. I know they're sitting, I think, 1-2 on the year, at least entering last night. What have you been able to find out about them so far?
Started digging in on them, you know, after Denison. You know, they got a really, really skilled, she's probably 6'2", 6'3", big girl that, you know, she's a matchup problem. They lost a lot. So, you know, for us, I just keep going back to, you know, we just have to worry about us a little bit, continue to get in the gym, practice, get shots up. You know, I'm really confident this group is going to be a really good shooting team. I think the other night I counted there was 6 or 7 that were halfway down type of thing.
Yep.
So for us, it's a lot of focus on us. You know, we have depth, we have all the right pieces, you know, for us. So, yeah, Harlan's, you know, Coach Clausen, he's been in the state tournament a ton of times. I'm assuming we're going to see some different defenses, and, you know, we're going to have to be able to adjust on the fly. But, yeah, I'm we kind of like where we're at. We're starting to build that confidence, and you know, nice to have another home game. Yeah, gonna be a good showdown on Saturday, on Tuesday.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here. We know we ask a lot from you guys, so we appreciate everything. Enjoy your weekend, and best luck coming up on Tuesday.
Anytime, Jeff. I appreciate the coverage, as always.
All right. Head coach again, Justin Yetmar with the Kemper girls basketball team. We're back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM.
For more than 30 years, one voice has been part of the soundtrack of our community. Through storms and celebrations, early mornings, breaking news, school cancellations, and hometown stories, John Ryan has been here, serving our listeners with heart, humor, and dedication. And now it's our turn to say thank you. You're invited to a come-and-go retirement reception honoring John Ryan, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at our Carroll Broadcasting Studios. Stop in anytime, shake his hand, share a memory, or simply let him know what his years behind the microphone have meant to you. Whether you've listened for all 30-plus years or just tuned in recently, you're part of his radio family, and he'd love to see you. So join us as we celebrate an incredible career and wish him well in his next adventure. From all of us at Carroll Broadcasting, thank you, John, for the voice, the passion, and the years of service to our community. Join us in celebrating John, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 1.
Katie Cook, the head girls basketball coach for the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on this Saturday morning. Tigers have got a couple of games in this week, knocked off Kemper and then fell to Carlisle in a tough one last night. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Thanks, Jeff. I'm doing okay.
Good to hear, Coach. We'll start with that one earlier this week. What a ball game with you guys and Kemper, and what a finish in that one, a 41 to 36 victory that pushed you to 2-0 on the season. And wow, what a comeback! Down 11 in the second half, or actually, that was the other different game. But down in the second half, and you're able to come back and really kind of took control of that game and ended up pulling away down the stretch.
Right, it was a great ball game. It's always competitive when we play Kemper or crosstown rival. The girls are friends. Their buddies are all in the stands. They're, a lot of them are taking college courses together. It's a fun yep. environment for the kids. And it's a good game for us to have early in the season, competitive back and forth. Like you said, we were down for a while in the second half. Jersey Sporer got hot. She ended the game with 3 threes, and that was really huge for us.
Yeah, you guys took over there defensively, I thought, in that second half. You held them to just 13 points. Elsa Tiefenthaler had some success getting to the rim in the first half. You guys made some nice adjustments. I had some people in the crowd talk about the physicality that your girls played with, in that second half. And I know Bella Lou, who did a nice job on Ella in the second half, said that she got a lot of help from her teammates. So really a good defensive team effort, it looked like, in that second half.
Thanks. Yeah, I think so. We made some adjustments. Bella Lou did a nice job on Elsa, like you said. And the girls, being physical is something we've tried to get better and better at over the last couple of years. It's kind of been the difference between, kind of being an okay team and being a good team sometimes, or even great. So, yeah, I was proud of our girls' effort and just their toughness down the stretch.
I remember mentioning to you that night that you were trailing, 23-19, I think, at halftime. But your leading scorer, Chloe Cook, hadn't scored but just 1 point, I think, at the halftime. So even though you were down, you had to feel pretty good about where you guys were sitting.
Right. I mean, 4 points at halftime. Obviously, you don't want to be down. But I'd like to think we have a lot of weapons. We've got some shooters on the outside, and then yep. with Allie and Chloe both able to score inside, and Bella Lou too, we have some options offensively.
You mentioned Jersey Spore. Nice to see her step up and hit some shots just for her confidence, and then Bella hit some big shots and some free throws for you late as well.
Yeah, it's nice to see their hard work pay off. Both of those girls put up a lot of shots in the off season.
Talk about what you saw to Allie that night. I thought she had a really kind of a strong all-around game for you guys.
Yeah, you're right. She, I think that's just the kind of player she's going to be for yep. us, and she's voted captain unanimously by her teammates. She's always the one digging in. She's always the one talking. She'll do any position you ask her to do. She's just a nice utility player and leader for us.
Coach, you moved to 2-0 with that win. You jumped into the rankings in Class 3A, and then you ran into a bigger school last night in Carlisle. They're just really good the way it sounds, and they end up knocking you off last night. But what did you see from the club? What do you kind of take away from last night's game?
I think that, well, it was... They're so good, and we struggled, to be honest, but I think having that early in the season is kind of an eye-opener, because you can either put your nose to the grindstone, get to work, and fix some things, or you buckle, and then you're in for a long ride, because it's only November, you know, or, I mean, early December. But so it's not all bad. Carlisle's very good. I was telling you earlier, I think they're probably the best team we'll play all year. You take one thing away and they hurt you somewhere else. They're just a well-rounded team, very athletic, very physical. And then we get them again at their place. So hopefully we can, play them a little tighter next time.
You told me last night and during the commercial break today that, you know, a lot of people are going to talk about Macy Comito, but this is a team that's got a lot of different girls that sound like they could hurt you and shoot the ball pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, if you try to take away Comito's drive, then, you know, she's dishing to somebody that shoots like 40% from three in the corner. And, you know, they've got a 6-foot plus player that was in double digits last night. Really, I mean, they've got a really good team. I'd be surprised if they're not at the state tournament.
And you were telling me this last night as well, Allie played well, and Bella Lou, another strong defensive game for you.
Right. Our scoring was really limited. We had a tough shooting night. But Allie led us the 13 points. She was really tough. I was just, impressed with her, you know, just toughness. When you're down, by 30, 20, 30 points to just still be able to go and be a good leader and keep the group together. I was just really proud of her. She finished with 13 points. Chloe had 6. So our inside game was what we needed.
First road game of the year coming up this coming Tuesday. You guys head to ADM. They're sitting 0-3 right now, but this conference has always got good teams in it, and even with that record, they're still going to be a good challenge on Tuesday.
Yeah, ADM has a nice team. They're well coached. They have good size, good athletes. They are 0-3, but their first three games they've kind of been through the ringer. I don't think it's indicative of how good they are. Yeah, so ADM Tuesday, and then I believe Storm Lake comes to town on Saturday.
Yep. So where are they at this year? I know they've had a pretty strong team. I haven't peeked at them yet this year, so I can't remember. Of those couple of the Yang and those girls, DeHaan, have they graduated?
I believe DeHaan is still there.
Okay.
And the Yanga graduated. She's playing for BV. And their starting point guard, I can't recall her name, but she graduated as well.
Okay.
But they're, it looks like they're 2-1.
Yep.
They lost to number 9, Emmitsburg.
Okay. So some challenges coming up for you this week. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck, and I know we'll see you, if not Tuesday, on Saturday. So.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Again, head coach Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls basketball team. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back again here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. After a big victory here today, Kemper Knights head basketball coach Sean Minahan joining me. Coach, I mean, in that first half, you guys started the game out on, what, like an 18-0, 14-0 run? I didn't have it specifically marked down, but during that time there, what did you feel like kind of helped you guys get up that early?
I thought defensively we were able to come out, put a lot of pressure on them.
Created a lot of easy shots, created turnovers in the full court. But, you know, they made adjustments. They were able to handle our pressure a little bit better. We started gambling a little bit too much, I think, because we got some of those easy baskets. Led to some a little bit sloppy play. They were able to make a little bit of a run. Got some buckets to go. You know, and then I think we just got a little bit sloppy offensively. Took some shots we didn't need to take second quarter, but coming out of halftime, our guys adjusted and cleaned it up a lot.
And you talk about some of the shots you guys take. Do you feel like that's just being this first game and trying to get those nerves and some of that rush shaken off early?
It's not necessarily that it was just bad shots. There's a couple shots I think we need to be a little bit more patient on, but we missed shots that we're more than capable of making. And that's just getting our legs with us, legs under us, and, you know, still early in the season.
And I had asked the same question here to Justin Yatmar for you guys as well. I mean, you got to see head-to-toe your entire roster here tonight play against another team. What were you pleased with some of the younger guys that played for you?
I liked the way Nash came in. I thought he got some good rebounds and got a couple of good looks, and that's, you know, he broke his foot early in football season, so we just, you know, got to try to ease him back in, get him in basketball shape and cleaning things up, and I think he'll be able to help us later on. Easton Gifford flashed, you know, he's super athletic. He's going to have a great year for us. Teddy Perkins did a really, really nice job for a younger guy that did not suit varsity for us last year and came in and did really good things for us.
For you guys as well, I know I had talked to Brock about going up with the two hands or the one hand when you go up for dunks, but when you look at this team, you guys got such a good mix of athleticism, shooting, passing, everything here. Is that something that you guys teach in practice, is let's be the entire package as a team as well?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's what you want. And it's fun in practice, you know. This is by far the most guys on a team. I think we got five or six guys that can go out and dunk it. Even our younger guys, we got JV guys that aren't suiting that can really get up. So we've got some really athletic kids. I think that's also speaks to our success in the football field. We just got a lot of athletic kids in our school that work really hard.
For you guys as well, really big crowd on hand tonight. Were you pleased to see that for a season opener?
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. You know, we want to keep things rolling. Everybody's excited from the football season that we had, and they know what this team's capable of.
Take me to that halftime talk. You guys were kind of a little bit close with Dennis, and I know it wasn't particularly one score or two scores there, but close a little bit, kind of knocking on the door. For you guys, what were the halftime talks like?
Just had to play more solid and not gamble. Offensively, we needed to control the tempo more, play off the 2 feet when we're attacking, you know, and then that's going to allow to lead to easier looks for us.
For you guys as well, what do you feel like translated the best from practice going into now the season as well?
I thought, you know, just the excitement, the energy, being out here on playing basketball again is the biggest thing.
For you guys moving forward here, looking at the rest of this season, what do you feel like you guys can improve on the most after game one?
Consistently being solid defensively, making sure we're doing a better job of giving up or boxing out and making sure we clean up the defensive rebounds, not giving up offensive rebounds. Denison had 5 in the first half. I'm not sure what they had in the second half, but we did a much better job of boxing out, I think, in that second half, which helped a lot.
And I was curious about with your schedule. I mean, you play 4 games that are in big-time arenas for you. Does that have any impact to the game, or do you feel like this season's just going to be kind of a fun season for you guys?
It's going to be a fun season. You know, we had a few of those opportunities last year. We played at BV last year versus West Lyon. This year we'll play them at Dort. We had in Clear Lake next Saturday, again, at Iowa Central. That's going to be a fun game for us. So, you know, we just wanted those – we want – as many opportunities for our guys to go out and showcase their skills and challenge ourselves, put us in tough situations for our guys to, you know, have to struggle and persevere and find the way to have to fight through things. It's not always going to be perfect, and that's where we need to find those situations for us early in the year, so that way when it comes to, you know, the end of the regular season and a postseason play, we need to be able to fight through adversity.
For you guys as well, I know losing Carson Canny, losing your all-time assist leader for this school, got to be hard on that point guard position. Did you have a plan for who was going to be point guard, or was it just going to be a position that plenty of different people could bring the ball up for you?
Honestly, all 5 of our starters, Ryan can bring the ball up. Ryan's a good decision maker. That point forward type of position. We got 5 guys out there that can play the point guard position, so that's the biggest thing. You know, we want to get the ball. We want to run. And just trust it. And Carson did a great thing. The biggest thing Carson did last year was, you know, controlling the tempo of the game. And as a whole, these guys are just mature. They played a lot of basketball, played a lot of basketball together. So it's just trusting that and playing through each other.
and you've seen plenty of the guys for a couple of years now. Is that just a trust thing of, I trust all these guys to be able to do the job that they can do out on the court?
Yeah, I mean, this group's as talented as they come. All five of those starters were all conference players last year. Ryan was all-state player last year. I think four of our five stars were they were all state football players. You know, they just played in the state championship game, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. So, you know, they're big-time athletes who are going to keep doing big-time things for us.
Do you think some of that success will help you guys translate into basketball as well when it comes to just tempo and excitement for the basketball season?
Success breeds success. You know, our guys are pretty upset still about how last season turned out and the way we weren't able to finish. We knew what we were capable of, and you know, we just need to keep pushing ourselves to be the best, and you know, fight through adversity. The maturity that this group's already shown from last year to this year, I'm really looking forward to what they're going to do.
For the last kind of question here, what are you looking to get out of these boys, not only this next week but for the rest of the season as well?
Just keep working on the little things, you know, and just trust that, and we'll build from there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on our Saturday morning coaches show. I know that you guys got some prep work to do for the next night, but, I mean, a big win for you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Sean Minahan back with more of our Saturday morning coaches show coming up next.
You'd rather be here.
What do we mean by that?
Well, at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel,
it can be anything you want.
If you love to win,
we've got your game.
Watch those points and rewards really add up when you play with your club wild card.
The casino floor isn't the only place you'll get lucky.
Great nights at Wild Rose start at Lucky Sports Bar and Grill.
Stay, play, and win.
Big.
At Wild Rose Casino and Hotel. Come see why when we say,
you'd rather be here.
We mean it.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on this is Saturday morning. We're talking, of course, with Carroll Tiger Head Boys Wrestling Coach Eric Noggle, who is joining us before they head up to the tournament at Sergeant Bluff Luton, Coach, this morning. I appreciate you joining us here, and I think I said before you head up, you're already on the road. You've probably been up and at it since a little after 5 this morning.
Yep, been up and early.
You guys did get the season underway Thursday, Coach. You went over to Boone. What's turning into kind of a nice quad, you guys, Pleasant Valley and Webster City. So some good wrestling over there on Thursday night. Kind of as an overall overview of it, what did you take away from what you saw from your team?
A little disappointed at some of the things that we did. And then there were some bright spots in there. You know, it's first duel of the year, and you don't know how it's going to be or what your team is going to react to certain things, but just some things that we got to work on.
What were some of those things that you're going to be working on?
We got to be a little more aggressive and moving people. We just kind of stood on the railroad tracks the entire time. They kind of dictated the matches, which I'm not a fan of, so we just got to find ways to attack and not give up risks when we're on the bottom, those types of things, and just knowing situational where we're at in the matches and who we're wrestling and how we're wrestling and certain ways to get to our attack. So we just got to fix a lot of those things, and we got to push our partners a little bit more in practice, I think. So we got to hold them a little more accountability on our end of what's going to, how we're training and how we're preparing for matches and those types of things. So well, it falls on us as coaches not having them prepared to be there, but you know, a little ownership on their part and doesn't help, doesn't hurt either. So,
Coach, a little surprised because you've always coached to be really aggressive. You want to wrestle exciting. You want to be aggressive and attack all the time. So that's a little surprising that you guys were sitting back on the rails a little bit.
Yeah. It's not who we are and we are. But again, and there's the aftermath of it too. Some of the matches we were too aggressive and things.
Right.
So we, again, knowing our who we're wrestling and what's happening. You know, can't be too aggressive. We got slid by like 7 times in a row, and you got to stop pushing at that certain point because guys are using it, or you have to adjust and figure out how to do that. So we just got to fix those points.
Coach, probably the best match of the night for you. You ended up falling to Webster City 39-32, but you did out-wrestle them as far as the actual matches wrestled. You picked up more wins than they did, but some open weights hurt you in that one a little bit. How frustrating is that?
I can't say it on the air.
Do you got guys that will get
anybody,
into that?
Anybody that knows me knows what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And do you have guys that are trying to get to those weight classes right now?
Yeah. We're just, right now our descent plan's not there yet. And the bad news is it won't be till after Christmas till we get our descent and where guys need to be. So just kind of the learning curves of it and the control part of it. So you gotta do with what you made. So
did the loss to Boone the way it happened surprise you a little bit?
No, Boone's aggressive. They're building. Okay. They got a nice program going there. Ryan's done a great job with those guys building them back in. They got a lot of numbers out, and their kids wrestle hard. And then again, when you beat them majority of the time, they want a little payback. So again, yep. we're on the other end of the stick. So you just got to match it up. So no, I wasn't. They got a good program.
Yeah, you guys with the success you've had the last few years got maybe a little bit more of a target on your back here. I know a couple of guys went undefeated for you, Coach. Colin Tedrow and Quentin Polking both went 3-0. Carson Tedrow, Kieran Polking, and Trent Truitt all went 2-1 for you. Trevin Weber also going 2-1 for you on the night. So you had some guys that sounded like they wrestled pretty well.
Yeah, we had those. I mean, those guys wrestled well, you know, to go undefeated in there and get 2-1. And there were some tough matches for those guys, even on that loss. You know, they had some tough matches. And, you know, just Pleasant Valley's a hammer, man. They have six ranked kids in the stairs, six returning state qualifiers and a couple ranked kids here and there. And, you know, when you drive all the way from Davenport or wherever they're from, all the way up to Boone, Iowa.
Yeah.
They're not bringing nobody.
Yeah, no, and that's a long trip. I'm surprised they were stretched out and ready to go. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they got out at noon.
Yeah, okay. So it makes sense. Who really shined for you, do you feel like, went out and wrestled the way you wanted them to on Thursday night?
Those guys that you said, I thought Quentin wrestled really, really well. I thought Trent Truitt wrestled really, really well for being jumping in at heavyweight because Gavin's kind of hurt right now, and we're waiting for him to heal up. And Trent works hard and gets after it. And Colin wrestled really, really well. I was just telling Kieran as we were talking yesterday about film, and Colin did a real good job of adjusting and doing things. He does some stupid things here and there, but otherwise he did a real good job and wrestled aggressive and smart. And you know, so they all had their moments where things were good and there. You can't look at it as all bad. We just had glimpses of it, and we just got to find ways to put things together.
Some of the new guys in the lineup, what do you think they took away as far as gaining that experience in maybe a first varsity match for some of these guys?
I think they took in, you know, welcome to high school wrestling and excuse me, and welcome to the Raccoon River a little bit for some of those guys. So it was a good learning experience, and they all came back positive. They weren't down on themselves. You know, they know that's a learning experience, and sometimes you're going to take your whoopings, and you just got to build on it. And I think our upperclassmen did a real good job of kind of keeping everybody together and not down on each other, and, you know, keeping that positive and finding positive moments, even when things are bad and things aren't going the way that you want to do. So that's what I think those guys took from it. And they're working hard and they're trying to get better. And a lot of guys, it's just the first time they've ever wrestled before. So that's a little scary moment. So things get fast and matches get fast and situations get fast. And like I said, if your partner's not pushing you in the room, you don't get those experiences, and it just gets a little tough.
Coach, you guys on the road today up at Sergeant Bluff. I was going to tease you. I was going to say I didn't know if you could find a tournament tougher than the DCG one early in the season, but sounds like the Sergeant Bluff Luton one may be right on that same line.
Yeah. You know us. We like to find tournaments that are going to push us and do whatever. So that's a nice thing that, you know, it's something different. It gives us a little aspect. We went to Dallas Center Grinding for so many years, and it's not really a 3A tournament for us. It's a 3A tournament, though, because, like I said, you can go knock off the number one kid in 3A, and it's not going to help you at the state tournament. It'll help you at seedings and here and there and your rankings and stuff. But it gives us a chance to go to Sergeant Bluff and wrestle some guys, especially in our district up north, like we don't see, like Sioux City Heeland and MOC and some of those guys that we don't get a chance to see up north until we go to the Herberg. And so it's just an opportunity to see some different teams and some different competition.
What's the biggest thing you want to see out of the guys today?
I want to see us compete. That's what I want to see. I want to see us compete and fight for positions and wrestle through positions and do those things. I just want to see quality wrestling and see if we learn from our mistakes and make the adjustments that we can. And if we can't, then we'll figure out why we need to. But if we can, that's a bonus for us. So I just want to see us wrestle, have fun, and get after it and really show what we're capable of doing and realize that one duel or whatever, the beginning of the duel, doesn't define who we are as a team, and keep it in retrospect of everything.
Well, Coach, I know you guys are going to do well up there today. I appreciate all the time. Enjoy the meet today up there at Sergeant Bluff. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again here soon.
I will. So if we get stuck, somebody send a reindeer up there because I don't know how we're going to get home. It'll be a late one. But,
yeah.
No, I appreciate everything that you guys do for us. And as always, go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Boys wrestling team back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Hello, it's Dr. Rick Godding here from St. Anthony's Orthopedics. Just wanted to talk a little bit about winter in Iowa and orthopedic safety. Winter can be beautiful, but it's also slippery. Every year we see many, many injuries from slips and falls in the ice and the snow, and a lot of them can be preventable. A few simple steps that you can take: walk with handrails when they're available, and walk slowly. And remember, black ice can be invisible, so take your time getting where you're going. And when in doubt, don't go out. If you're worried about it, call someone and have them help you. Also, another thing you can do is, if you are on some ice, take short, shuffling steps and get off that ice as soon as possible. If you do take a tumble, don't try to tough it out. Pain, swelling, or trouble moving a joint could mean a fracture or a sprain, and the sooner you get it checked out, the faster you can heal. At St. Anthony's Orthopedics, we're here to help you keep moving safely this winter and beyond. So stay safe, walk smart, and always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Jeff Langdon joined here today by, of course, Joe Daniels, the head girls wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers. We're joining you on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. It's been a busy start to the season for you and the girls, so I appreciate you taking a little time out here this morning.
Absolutely.
You bet. You guys have already had three meets in, Coach, since we haven't had a chance to catch up with you yet. You were wrestling back in the middle of November, November the 18th. Then you went over to that huge tournament over in Nevada that you guys go to every year there right before the Thanksgiving break, and then you were at the Monarch Duels this last Monday. So overall, what have you seen here through these first three matches? What stood out for you about the way your girls have wrestled so far?
Well, honestly, to me, not a lot has stood out too much. We kind of knew what we had. To be completely honest, we've kind of had 2026 circled on a calendar for a couple of years now. We knew what we were getting from junior high coming in this freshman class was going to be something special. And we also knew that we were going to have, you know, a bunch of seniors. And when the dust settled and the season finally kicked off, we actually had seven seniors. And so, you know, that's half the team. The level of experience that we have, we can just push them in a direction in practice and they just kind of take over. There's so much leadership there. So realistically, you know, when we came through those duels and did what we did and beat some good teams, I don't think we were really that surprised. It's probably fair to say that maybe the other teams were, and maybe some of the other teams that are paying attention to us, might take a little bit closer look on track wrestling or whatever the case may be to figure out how we're doing it. But yeah, I mean, right now I'd say we're right where we thought we would be. 1-4, you know, both of those duels you're talking about were quads. So we had, six opportunities there. We won four of them. One of the losses was a tie that, you know, we ended up losing on like the fourth or fifth criteria down the list. It was so close. Against a really good Clarinda team. So realistically, you know, we knew we had something good. You never really know how good it really is until the season kicks off and you get a chance to see live competition. But I would say we're right about where we thought we would be.
And Coach, you and I were talking here during the commercial break. You like the fact with that depth and experience and even the young kids that are coming in knowing what they're doing, you guys are strong all the way through the lineup.
Right. I would say that's fair. You know, even last year we kind of talked about, I thought we had a pretty good lineup, kind of mixed hitting, you know, here and there. But by adding a few extra names to that list, it really solidified our entire roster. So now it's hard to avoid our stars. You know, if you bump up a weight or cut down a weight, you're just into the next one. We are going to be open all year in a couple of weight classes. We just don't have the right sizes to fill those. But, other than that, I couldn't say another team from a school our size that, you know, can beat you at 100 pounds just as easy as they can beat you at 235. You know, we have state qualifiers at the front and the back of that lineup. And, you know, we have a couple more mixed in the middle. So yeah, I mean, we're a tough out, and that's what we want for our identity to be is, you know, we just fight. We're scrappers. We don't give up. It doesn't matter what the score is, and we're pushing. Whether you're a first year wrestler or a fourth year girl, whether you're a state qualifier, we don't care who you are. We're coming after you. And that's the mentality that we try to teach them. And that's where we think we're working our way towards that. So.
Who do you think's wrestled really well for you so far? You know, Emma, of course, Daniels, a state qualifier. You mentioned here while we were in the break as well, Alexis Esquivel wrestling really well for you. But what's been standing out about those two and some of the other girls that are wrestling really well for you early on?
Sure. So I mentioned before that we have seven seniors. Four of them are returning state qualifiers. So, again, you know, that's kind of an embarrassment of riches. In the fact that we have so many of them, but having a 190 and a 235 that are that good, but can still push each other. You have an automatic partner built in there. So they build each other up so high that by the time we get to a tournament, they have so much confidence, you know, it's hard to beat either one of them. We'll have Grossman back finally, for Audubon, which is great. So we get to show that off and let people see that. But again, at the beginning of the lineup, kind of the same deal, you know, bring in a talented freshman named Destiny Rizelman at 105. And, she's just as tough as anybody else in that lineup. If nobody told you she was a freshman, you would never know. Alexis Esquivel at 100 pounds, same way, you know, she wrestled for us a couple of years ago and then she moved away and now she's back. So a lot of people kind of forgot about her. But those two back-to-back are kind of unknowns, kind of secret weapons, as we like to call them. So, yeah, having pairs like that with that much talent, like I said, again, it's hard to bump people away from you and try to avoid those things because, you know, they travel in pairs on our team, which is great.
Coach, you mentioned Audubon and getting Emma Grossman back. That's today. This is usually a pretty big meet. I know all five of our area schools that have girls wrestling are going to be down there today. Winning it, is that the goal for this team, or what's the goal for you guys going down?
Well, we have kind of a unique way of looking at things. We don't really pay attention to team scores when we go to tournaments. It's nice if something good happens, if you end up a little higher than you know, thought you might or whatever. But realistically, when we show up to a tournament, we warm up as a team. And as soon as the warm up is done, it's an individual battle. It's you. We want you to win a match. We don't care if you score bonus points. We don't care if it's close. We don't care if it's ugly. We just want you on the podium. We want you to have a picture of yourself on the podium, and that's the goal for the day. We leave it wide open to them. They know who they are. They know what their roles are on the team, and they know, you know, should I be at the top of that podium? Should I just be happy to get on it? And that's okay. When we go to duels, we're a team atmosphere. When we go to tournaments, we worry about each individual and their individual match, and we don't even look at the team score until you posted, Jeff, to be honest. that's usually when I find out where we placed, because that's just not something that we look at. This is a close-knit team, so they will be on the side of the mat being really loud and being annoying. They will be cheering for each other. We have some fun little behind-the-scenes things that we do based off of stats and stuff, you know. We're not too awful public about it. We do have, you know, like the hype chain that we put on when we get a pin, and we have all those fun things that they like to do. But outside of that, like I said, I mean, they focus on what they need to do for that day, for that one match, for that one period. And that's where we want their mentality to be. And I think it's working so far. You know, it's a small sample size. We only have one tournament, but we'll see today how that turns out for us.
Well, looking forward to seeing you down there a little bit later on this morning, Coach. I appreciate you joining us here on this busy Saturday morning. We'll see you here in just a little while.
Okay, sounds good.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show.
Tune in each Monday morning and afternoon for the IKM Manning Minute. We'll be talking to the students about what they're doing and learning each week. The IKM Manning Minute is brought to you by NextGen Ag Supply in Templeton.
Back here on the Beach Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, talking to little Carroll Boys Swimming. Is joining us right now is head coach Deb Danner. The Tigers opened up their boys season this past Tuesday, hosting Spencer, Fort Dodge, and also Bishop Garrigan. They'll be back in action over at Boone a little bit later on this Saturday morning. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. You had, what, about a week break from me, and now we're back at it?
Yes, I did.
Hopefully you enjoyed that week, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good week.
You bet. And it's been a good week for you and the boys so far. I know Spencer nipped you there at your home meet the other day out of that, you know, the four teams that were there. But I know when we were there for media day the other day, I got the sense that you really felt like the boys went out and swam well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they did very well. We had some real nice surprises out of the freshmen. So, yeah, it was good meet. It was good to see what they had. Really helped out for the meet today at Boone, trying to figure out a lineup for that. So, you know, it all just kind of worked out really well for us.
And probably want to start with Legan Cease here. For me, I say shattering the record. I think, what was it, about 3 seconds and stuff in the 200 IM?
Yeah, he killed it by 3 seconds. So that's a pretty good good time for him. So, yeah, he was way excited about that. So right now he's ranked number one in the state in the 2IM. So he's pretty happy with that.
What went so well for him? It had to have been the start and the finish and in between, I'm guessing.
Yeah, just everything went really well for him. He's changed up his training throughout the off season. So that really made a big difference for him. So, yeah, he's swimming over in Ames during the off season with ACAC, and they got a real nice program over there, so it's really paying off for him.
You surprised to see him or not being that quick this early?
I wasn't expecting him to be quite that quick, but you know, he and Tegan were just in Dubuque not too long ago for a pretty big meet trying to qualify for junior nets. So I would say he was probably pretty well tapered yet. I didn't expect quite that fast a time, but knowing that he was tapered, it wasn't a total surprise.
He won the 100 fly as well. So did the day go about as perfect for Legan as it could?
I would say yes. Was he wanting something even better in the fly? Yes, but it was still a good time for him. So the time that you have was not his actual time. We had a little computer glitch.
Okay.
So he actually went a 54.61.
Okay.
So looks a lot better than that 59 on there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, you know, it was still a good time for him. And, you know, I think that 2IM really kind of drained him. So to go 54 in the fly was still a pretty good time for him.
Coach, you mentioned Tegan was over in Dubuque as well. Strong start to the season for him. What's he thinking right now with how he's swimming through the first meet of the year?
Yeah. So he's preparing to go to junior nationals down in Texas right now. So he didn't take things out as hard as he could. You know, he's saving it up for the meet coming up for him.
Right.
So, you know, he went out as hard as he needed to win his events, and that was it. So, you know, and we had talked about that, and that was fine. As long as he won his events, we were good. It didn't matter what his time was going to be. So, yeah, he did fine, but yeah, he's got a bigger meet on his mind right now. So,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Who else individually, as I kind of roll through the results, I know Landon Cadwell was second in the 500 for you, but who else, and also in the 100 breast, who are the other guys that swam well for you individually on Tuesday?
Yeah, so we have this little freshman rudder queue. The guy kind of surprised me. He
okay.
did very well. He went a 6:13 in his 500, I believe, first time swimming it. So I didn't think that was just too bad at all. So yeah, he's doing pretty good. So that was just a real pleasant surprise. So yeah, you know, even some of the other boys, Henry Osterlin, you know, he did well in his 100 breaststroke. So, you know, we know we got potential going there and, you know, it's going to be great. Cohen Clucky, swam some real smooth strokes there. Doesn't really swim the fly, but he swam the fly and, you know, he did fine with it. So yeah, I was real happy with all the results.
What'd you see from your relay teams? And I'm assuming you got to love the depth that you probably have for those.
Yeah. So yeah, we got some pretty strong swimmers, that we can kind of mix the relays around a little bit and we don't have to worry too much about how well they're going to do. Yeah. So that's always fun to have a little bit more depth going on. You got to like that.
I know you guys are loaded this year. How good is that Spencer team to have slipped past you?
Oh, yeah, they got some really good swimmers, that are seniors this year also. So, yeah, you know, they're good. They've got a little more depth than what we have. So that really helps out quite a bit, but, you know, we'll see them on Tuesday and maybe we can change that up a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, that can be maybe your rival here in this part of the state this year, Coach. Today,
right.
You guys are on your way over to Boone. This is that unique one that every year everything's a relay, so there's no individual events, but kind of a fun one. You got Boone, Williamsburg, Fort Dodge, and Atlantic at Look being there today.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun meet. Yeah, everything is swam in relay fashion, so yeah, the boys really look forward to this meet every year. It's a fun meet. You totally have to depend on your partner to pull off a win. So, you know, the guys have a lot of fun with this.
How does all of the changing up, so everything's a relay, how does that benefit your guys? Because I'm sure there's got to be a benefit to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just brings them closer together. They're getting paired up with kids they normally don't swim in a lane with. So, yeah, you know, they get to know each other a little better. They learn how to depend on each other more. It just makes it a lot easier for them to all bond.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time on this Saturday morning. Congrats to a strong start this season. Best of luck coming up today over at Boone. I know you and the guys will do very well over there. So appreciate you joining us and looking forward to catching up with you again here soon.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team. We're back with more coming up next year on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back to wrap up our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show again. Today we've got a lot of wrestling. All of our girls' wrestling teams, Carroll, ESAC, Kemper, South Central, Calhoun, all down at Audubon this morning. Audubon boys are at Harlan. Carroll boys go to Sergeant Bluff, Luton. Coon Rapids Baird boys at Woodward, Granger, and ESAC, and South Central Calhoun boys at Manson, Northwest Webster. Carroll boys swim team goes to Boone today for their invite. And again, you'll find recaps of all those coming up later tonight on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcm.com. We'll get those done throughout the weekend. Thanks again to Shane Vaughn, Randy Beeson, Justin Yett, Mark Katie Cook, Sean Minahan, Eric Noggle, Joe Daniels, and Deb Danner. And thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody.
When you need to know,